Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is the fourth episode of the year. Like, I don't even know how to number these things anymore. It has just been a wild ride. But anyway, this is the planning series and it is week three, I think. I'm not really sure how I'm breaking these down because life has been breaking me enough. So today's episode is all about routines and templates, as well as a bit of decision fatigue, which was not something I realized until like a couple of years ago. So yeah, that is it. I am a bit excited today. Don't mind me. Just live your best life. I think this Wednesday routine is doing me good. So we're gonna keep going. But yeah, on to today's episode. So as we discussed over the last few weeks, prepping for the year. And it basically started with reflection, the 12 areas of life, and then goals and breaking down those goals. So this week, breaking down those goals further is all about building good routines in order to achieve those goals. So for me, the first thing is understand what you are working with. Like, I can't jump into a 6 days a week workout routine because I'm barely on a 1 day a week workout routine. So no, that will kill me. I've decided to rather do the yoga challenge for the month. I'm continuing it since last week, since I finally got better. And I just continued from where I left off. It's 30 minutes. It's not too strenuous, but it is challenging enough. And because I am decent at yoga, I can still keep up with it. And I do build up a good stamina after just continuing it religiously for a few days, so that I know is something I can work with. I can easily jump into a mild exercise routine if it's just a little bit a day, not too intense, and it doesn't leave me sore the next day. I hate that. I digress. Working to my strengths is short exercises, nothing too strenuous, that I can keep up with. I cannot keep up with something that will kill me and that has me doing like deadlifts and weights and then I can't move my arms or my legs. That is not the type of person I am. I am also not a morning person. And I have learned that I am someone who would rather stay up late than wake up early. And forming routines around that is essential. Not everyone can be Robin Sharma and be part of the 5 a.m. club. No. I would protest. No. Don't do that to yourself if that's not who you are or if that's not how your body works. I know I like to go sleep late. I like to get up late. That is just how I prefer to function. I try to get into bed by 11. I try to get up by 7. It doesn't always work, but that's the best way I function. If I get up early, I'm useless. Like, even when I was working and I had to travel early in the morning, I was up at 4:30 and I hated it because I was non-functioning, but I had to have things that I had to remember to take with, I had to do, I had to be on the road, I couldn't forget anything, which caused me anxiety. It was a nightmare. So I've learned to work with my strengths. I then started prepping in the evening. I had everything in one place so I could just grab it all and go. And I got through that. But I didn't enjoy it. I was miserable and my mental health suffered. So no, work with what you've got. Build routines around that. One of the things around discovering this thing about yourself is that once you get into a good routine, you can actually make templates for yourself. So whether that's something as simple as making a list on your phone or on paper, whichever you prefer, of your morning routine and your evening routine, even a after work routine, that can be very beneficial. So for your morning routine, it's whatever you need to do, especially if you have a skincare routine in the morning or in the evening or both. Writing down what you need to do every single day, or even having a skincare list with different options for morning, evening, and extra skincare days, where you do a full face mask, an exfoliation, like the whole thing. You do you, but having a template that you can just tick off and then untick again, that can be the best thing for yourself. I know I have made a podcast template. So every time I have a brand new episode that I need to do, I make a copy of the template, I type in the title of what it is, and I have my template in front of me. Just to give you a basic breakdown of this template, it basically has a section that says introduction of the topic, which is that little blurb I give before I say it. And on to the episode. That's that little thing. I have my topic of discussion and my little bullet points, so I know which point I'm leading on to and why I'm saying all the nonsense I'm saying. I don't like to write out a full script because I feel I get too impersonal. Then it just feels like I'm reading, and I don't like that. I like to and ah and hesitate a little with my words, so it can feel more like a friend that's talking to you versus someone who's reading a script and it sounds like this and I just can't and No, I hate that. So I have discussion points and talking points, and they kind of just an overall idea and I just expand. That's why I ramble so much, in case you ever wondered. After that, I have my closing thoughts and my wrap up. So if there was any specific thing I wanted to mention, I'll put it there. I have the song of the week after that, and then I have any notes that I need to do, and then my outro. That is a simple template that just keeps me on track for when I'm doing an episode, so I know exactly where I'm going and why I'm saying the nonsense that I'm saying. So having a template for yourself for whatever you need can make things easier for yourself. I don't have skincare routine templates. I don't do that kind of thing. I wash my face. I use a face wash. Sometimes I'll use toner. And then most days I forget to use moisturizer. That's life. And then once in a while I'll do a face mask. That is not my main function in life. And that's fine. Having a template for my podcast, way more important. I do know a lot of people have cleaning templates, so they'll know what to clean on what days. But whatever you find you do repeatedly, or even things you do that you find yourself in a state of flow, think back to what you did before you got into that state of flow and try and make that a template in your day so you can always kind of recreate entering that state of flow. Because once you get into that zone, everything fades away. I've hit that zone quite a few times, and I've been trying to find the triggers and the routine that led to it. It's been hit and miss, but it is what it is. And I'm just grateful to have actually experienced that state of flow where you just go for hours. Time floats away and someone is like, do you know what time it is? And you're just like, don't know, don't care, on it all, move along. So that is what I try and do, just trying to recreate that golden hour, so to speak. And recreating it is not for fun or just to have a template. The thing about this is you can write it down, you can type it out. There are apps for that. I've said it a million times. But the thing is, you want to make things easier for yourself, and having a template or a routine written down does that. But the main key to it is the decision fatigue that it takes away from you. If you are someone who hates making decisions, writing it down will be the best thing you ever do for yourself. Even if it's something as simple as writing down a menu, because that is the Achilles heel of a lot of people. Figuring out what you're going to eat, when you're going to eat it, all those kinds of things. Yeah, done and dusted. Having that menu, figuring it out, just looking at the thing and being like, oh, this is what I'm eating for my lunch, this is what I'm having for a snack, that's a supper, cool, done. The decision fatigue is real, and it's something I discovered a couple years ago with COVID, and I didn't know I suffered from it prior. I was the person who loved the school uniform because I hated those days where you had holidays close to one another and you got to wear casual clothes for it, because you'd have your one good outfit for that one public holiday or that one special day at school, like a Valentine's Day, where they're like, no, you can wear red and white, and you have your red and white and you wear it. And then it's a holiday after that and you're just, I wore my one good outfit. Like, what on earth do I wear now? That was always me, and I hated the whole figure out what you want to wear. And when it came to university, I hated having to figure out what to wear. So it's always been a thing with me to have this decision fatigue. Figure out what you want and make things easier for yourself. I have definitely figured out my clothing situation. I have like color schemes. You know this. I'm not gonna reiterate the point. I have color schemes. I know what I'm working with. I keep it minimal. Sorted. Food can go one of two ways. You can either food prep or meal prep. And by food, I mean prep your ingredients and then just throw something together on the fly, or prep meals and have a meal ready to go. Your choice. You do you. But you figure out what works best for you. I know the clothing situation was my biggest thing. And now that I work from home, I really love the fact that I can just wear whatever I want. It doesn't need to coordinate. Because there are some days where I'm wearing really crazy combinations. Like a sweater that's a cropped long sleeve with a high-waisted shorts. Not exactly weather appropriate for anything. Because it's like beach on the bottom, warm winter day on top. Like, no. There's no semblance of sanity. And then I'm still walking barefoot. Like, what is this? No, but I do. So I just enjoy life. Moving on. I have a point. The decision fatigue is real. And having these routines, these structures, these lists does make it so much easier for yourself. And why are we not making things easier for ourselves? That is just dumb. Make things easier for yourself. Make a list. That is the whole thing. Make a list. I know I do love Google Tasks. Not sponsored, by the way. Nothing ever is. But Google Tasks, you can have multiple lists with multiple tasks and subtasks. And I've done it for everything. There's even an extension you can do on your Chrome browser where it actually links to your Google Calendar. You can open it on the sidebar. You can actually open it in its own little app thing on Chrome, and you can make it look like Trello boards. And I just went ham. So I've used that to prep for Podmas in July and normal Podmas in December. And it's worked wonders. I've got ongoing lists. I've got future plans. I've got all sorts of things. And just making a list, tweaking it here and there, constantly improving it, does the world of good. So yeah, to sum this up, know your strengths. Figure out how you function and what works best for you. For me, I know what I'm doing. I kind of have it figured out. I'm still tweaking it. There was a once upon a time where I was getting up early in the morning to go gym. I didn't like that, but I did that because it was convenient. And now I realize I just prefer gymming in the evenings, but I do it at home. And that's the thing. You learn things as you go along. That's kind of what life is. There's no manual that's just like, this is how you function, this is how you work, go forth. Like, no. There's no cheat codes to this game. No. Please forgive me, I've been playing The Sims 4 a lot. No regrets, just in that gamer mindset. But yeah, figure out what works for you. Play to your strengths and figure out how to minimize your weaknesses. Find opportunities and eliminate any threats that come along your way. Simple SWOT analysis. You do you. Figure out how you function. Figure out what works best for you. And find the people that work best with you. Because a lot of times, like I say, I will just be like, I need to go record. And my mom's first things is like, we'll try and keep it quiet. We'll help you where we can. And my brother, he's just like, there's this cool free thing that you can use. There's this resource that you can do this. You know, my sister sends me TikToks or videos on podcasting, and they all just help. They are very, very supportive. And that's why I say find people that work with you in what you're doing, whether it's directly or like my family indirectly, because they got my back when I need it. And that's something that people underestimate, because yes, maybe the flower does grow in concrete. Why was it in concrete in the first place? Sometimes it's the seed, sometimes it's the soil. You never know. Maybe if you put yourself in a different environment, you would blossom. Try it. Figure out what works for you. Find your routines and habits that works for you. And there's no shame in scrapping it completely. We did this last year with my goals. I scrapped some of them completely because why was I following goals that weren't truly what I wanted? They just seemed like something I should do. Not worth it. Definitely not worth it. So no, do you. Figure out what you want and do that. That was the sum up of the episode. I'm going to move on to the song of the week. So the song of this week, and I don't know why I've been in this punk rock emo, very like bands of 2005 kind of vibes. But the song of this week is Breaking the Habit by Linkin Park, which it just speaks volumes. Like, I know it's not the same type of, I don't know, habit that we're breaking, if you catch my drift, but the sentiment is the same, especially the lyrics, they hit deep. So, like, I can't even. And just the sound of it is really, really harsh. But it's kind of like that wake-up call you need. So that is the song of this week. And I am going to see you all next week for the last episode of the series. I'm sad it's over, but I'm excited for the rest of the year. I'm good. I'm excited. I don't know why, but I am. I think I'm just getting better from all the grief. So yeah, that is what it is. Keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.